Good evening. This is John St. Germain, and this is Crystal Silence League Hour, brought to you by LMC Radio Network and broadcast live from Chateau St. Germain. Can I ask you a personal question? Have you ever lain awake at night, staring at the ceiling, and wondering, how did I get here? What happened? Maybe you're alone, which is a terrible feeling. Or maybe there's someone sleeping next to you, but it isn't the person you want, which is even worse. And all we really want are simple things. Enough money to pay the bills at the end of the month. Sympathetic friends. A satisfying job, unlike the one we'd rather chew our arm off than go to every day. An appreciative lover. Peace. Contentment. Happiness. We see other people with these things, and we wonder why we don't have them. Tonight's episode is called Crystal Blue Persuasion, and is about persuasion and personal magnetism. How to ask for those things that you want so desperately and you need, how to attract these things into your life, and how to keep them there once you have them. Later, we'll be practicing meditation and projection exercises, so you'll need a small crystal ball, or a small crystal, or shiny stone or object. Or if none of the above are available, a glass of water. And if you can't come by a glass of water, you probably didn't pay your water bill, and this program will be of special interest to you. So let us enjoy a short musical interlude while you round up these tools, and we'll all gather around the fire in just one moment. Everybody's lips today, and I promised myself when I started the show that we weren't going to get into politics, but the word that's on everyone's lips today, I suppose, is Ferguson, isn't it? And I've got to tell you that I have friends on both sides of that issue. I have friends that are conservative and liberal and in the middle and who really don't know what side they're on. So what I've done, I've put a list here together. You hear it? This is a list of all the reasons why the decision in Ferguson has been so, polarized. And this is a reason, all the reasons why the Darren Wilson verdict is a positive thing. All the reasons. I'm going to read them to you. Get ready. I'm going to read them to you. These are all the reasons why the Darren Wilson verdict is a positive thing. All the reasons. So get ready. That was it. The judge said I had to donate 10% of every show to community service, so that was it. This is the part of the program where I'm going to discuss Crystal Silence League. Now, those of you who have not been part of Crystal Silence League may not know what we're about, so I want to discuss it to you. Crystal Silence League is an online prayer service where people post their prayers. Now, if you're familiar with the Crystal Silence League, you know that we're online. We're a free prayer service located at www.crystalsilenceleague.org, where anyone is welcome to post a prayer request, and the members and the pastors will pray for you. No charge for posting a prayer. It's always free at the Crystal Silence League. And if you'd like to know more, and of course you do, please visit our website, www.crystalsilenceleague.org. And we also publish a newsletter, and be sure to subscribe to our mailing list to receive it in your email each month. Now, if you're new to the vision of the Crystal Silence League, I'd like to tell you that it was founded sometime between 1912 and 1919 by Mr. Claude Conlon to distribute affirmative prayer and helpful thoughts to all in need. Now, it lay fallow after he passed from this life for many, many years, and it was rebirthed on the Internet by the Missionary Independent Spiritual Church around 2011. Now, Mr. Conlon was an advocate of New Thought Theory, and I could tell you quite a bit. We could do an episode on New Thought Theory, but basically divine science came from it and unity. And in a nutshell, New Thought believes that mental states manifest in our daily experience. So in other words, what you think comes true. Now, probably a very famous New Thought author that many of you are familiar with is Napoleon Hill, who wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich, which spawned the motivational speakers. And my thoughts on motivational speakers we'll get into at a future time. So what we know is that we think, and what we think comes true. Now, the New Thought people went further than that. They said that almost all physical and mental disorders arose from mental states. Now, think about that. This means that we think ourselves sick. Now, this may seem a little far-fetched, but I'm going to tell you about a study that was done about a drug called crebiosin. There was a man who came to a doctor very sick with tumors. They gave him a drug called crebiosin, and he got better. Now, unfortunately, this drug crebiosin was discredited, and the man's tumors came back. Well, the doctor noticed something very strange, and that was why was this man cured by a drug that didn't work? So he gave him saline injections and said, this is a new and more effective form of crebiosin, and the man's tumors went away, until he read headlines that said crebiosin was definitely discredited, and his tumors came back and he died. So we have to ask ourselves, are our own mental attitudes killing us? Well, according to Mr. Conlon, we could change our lives by thinking. So he formed the Crystal Silence League, and everyone would get a crystal ball, and they would go out and think positive and healing thoughts. Now, Mr. Conlon would go out with his large crystal ball every day and send out these thoughts, and everyone with a little crystal would receive them. And so basically that's what the Crystal Silence League is. It's a network of people who pray for each other. Now, we have formed an online branch, and now we've formed one on the radio. So today's topic is projection and personal magnetism, how to draw into your life the things that we need. And we're going to discuss that in a little bit. Right now, we have this week's prayers in front of us, and we're going to pray for the people who wrote in online for ourselves. And so those of you who have your crystal balls, please get those out. And those of you who don't, simply take a deep breath and let them out like this. And put yourself in a loving and compassionate mood. And we're going to read this week's prayers from the Crystal Silent League prayer site. And please pray with me for JR. And pray that her family, JR, we do pray for your family. We do pray that your family will be healed from the discord that they're suffering from right now. And this is prayer number 32179 for JR. We do pray for that your family does be healed from the discord that they're suffering from now. And prayer number 32178, DL, we do pray that all will be as you wish and that all obstacles will be removed with the relationship with A. We do pray for that to come about. Prayer number 32177, AH, we do pray for you for your school, success in school, and that your Pell Grant is released immediately so that you'll receive your funds. This is for prayer number 32176, John. What is this? Oh, the GV. Oh, we do pray so much for you. You're searching for love, and we do pray with all of our hearts that you and your partner are healed of your fears and that you love each other unconditionally. This is for prayer number 32175, TP. Oh, we do pray for you to have the strength, and we do pray for your loved one, D, that both of you are healed. And this is prayer number 32174. No name is given. But we do pray for your finances. We do pray that your finances are better, and we do pray that you get the money that you need to help you through your times. This is prayer number 32173, and this is for J.S., and I know J.S., and J.S., we do hope that you and your friend find peace. You and your friend find peace and clarity, and that all obstacles be removed between you, that you be together, and that you be happy. This is for prayer number 32169, AP. This is for your court case and your legal actions. We do pray that you have good luck in court and may the judge rule favorably. This prayer goes out to prayer number 32168. Again, this is for finances. May all past negative conditions be cleansed from you, cleansed from your life, and may you start fresh in your life. May a new road open before you. And this is for prayer ID number 32167. This is for JB. May all obstacles between you and your partner be removed, that you open up to each other as man and woman, and that true love grow between you, and that your two hearts be joined. This is for prayer number 32166. May the fires of passion be rekindled in your marriage. May the passion in your marriage be rekindled and rejuvenated, that you may live as husband and wife, and that you may fall in love all over again as you were when you first met. We do pray this for you. This prayer is for prayer number 32165, LMP. Oh, we pray so hard that all negative influences and evil forces be removed from D, that the purity of his soul shines through and dispels this dark force that has descended among you. And this is for prayer number 32164. We do pray so much for your well-being. May you be well, may you be prosperous, and may you most of all be happy. We're praying for prayer number 32163. Family and relatives, may you soon have peace in your family, and may you soon have the privacy that you so desperately need. Prayer number 32162. We call down protection from all good spirits, high and below, and from north and south, east and west, from all the quarters, to protect you and those around you. This is prayer number 32163, NG. And may all obstacles be removed from this relationship, and may both of you find acceptance of each other. And this is the end of the prayers this week. And may all sentient beings in all the realms, high and above, those that are seen and unseen, those born and yet to be born, find peace and find love. May it be so. Amen. We will be taking calls later. And In fact, we'd like to take a couple of calls if we have some. My dear operator, do we have somebody on the phone? And if we do, we should probably put them through. Now, we can have calls of a general nature. We can have calls about readings. We do readings, and we do prayer requests. We do have a couple of callers on the phone. We have someone from 816. Why don't we, in fact, get them on the air and take their call? Now, I'm new at this. I'm not sure I know how to work the switchboard. If I cut you off, don't think that anything bad has happened. Just call me back. So here we go. Caller 816, I believe you're on the air.
Hello, John St. Germain. This is actually Papa Newt. I'm just enjoying and listening and to this brand new show.
Well, hi, Papa G. How are you doing?
No, it's Papa Newt.
Oh, Papa Newt. Okay, you're the other Papa.
Yes.
Well, how are you?
But I'm just
any questions?
I'm doing well. No questions or anything along those lines. I'm just great to hear this premiere of the show. I mean, the Crystal Signless League has been a wonderful thing since it's been brought to the Internet, and it's just been a real blessing to everybody that we all pray for.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. It's been a great thing for me. First of all, they put me on the newsletter, and then secondly, they talked me into this, so I really think that Cat Ironwood should be teaching the lesson on persuasion. Because you know, she said, "Oh, John, we need someone to edit the newsletter." I said, "Oh, I'm so busy, Kat." And then I was on the newsletter before I knew it. And then, "Oh, John, we need someone to host the show." "Oh, gee, Kat, I'm so busy." And then the next thing you know, I'm doing the I'm doing the radio show. But how are things with you?
Oh, for goodness. Doing quite well. Staying really busy.
Oh, well, that's good. Is there anything we can pray for you?
You know, just let's just focus on just peace for everyone.
Peace for everyone. That's very good. The country is very divided right now, and we're in a tremendous sense of discord right now. I'm very disturbed by this, and we do hope for peace for everyone, especially everyone involved with it. And you know, we do join in everybody praying for peace and that this be resolved very quickly with a peaceful solution. There's a lot to be said about it, and a lot that is being said about it, and you know, we hope for a peaceful resolution quickly.
Right.
Well, thanks for calling,
Amen.
Papa Newt. And
thank you for having me.
And peace be with you.
And same to you.
I hope you visit Chateau Saint Germain someday.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Very good. Well, bye bye.
Take care.
And we have, just raise your hand, we have area code 816. No, hang on, let's get people in order. We have area code 916. I believe they've been on the air the longest. Let's take a call from them. Area code 916, you're on the air. Hello, 916, you're on the air. Okay, they're not on the air. Let's go to area code. Let's go to area code 816. Nope. Let's go to area code 818. Area code 818. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Oh, well, how are you? What can we call you?
Oh, you can call me Desiree.
Hi, Desiree. How are you tonight?
Good. I was wondering how I could evoke basically healing because I just had cataract surgery today.
Oh, my goodness, cataract. Well, cataracts.
Yeah, I just had the surgery today, and, you know, I'd like to, you know, go forth with the... Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Well, of course, you follow your doctor's orders.
Right.
And for cataracts, I'm going to check my crystals here.
Oh, good. And okay.
I will certainly do that. And my crystals will give me some advice here. Now, for eyes, there's a number of very good crystals for eyes. And don't throw away your eye medicine for this whatsoever, but
no.
But one of the things that you can do are get crystals that you know, the doctrine of signatures. You can get a cat's eye that's cut in the shape of a cat's eye or eagle's eye. Aquamarine is very good for eyes.
Okay.
Agate. Chalcedony is an ancient treatment for eyes. If you have a lot of money, you can get emeralds or sapphires.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a lover? Do you have a lover with a lot of money? You can get them to get it for you.
Snowflake
obsidian.
Love in my life that way.
Okay. Snowflake obsidian, I believe I've been told, is very good for eye, and blue obsidian, and there's a stone. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Elaboradite. That's very also good. Orange calcite also is it's a very inexpensive stone, and that's also good for healing eye vision. And I think that is very very healing for your eyes. Now, later on we'll talk about how to project and receive healing energy, so stick around and we'll discuss that. But those are all very good crystals for that particular area of the body.
Okay.
And does that answer your question?
Yeah, it sure does. I was just trying to figure out what else I could be working with.
No, those are good things to work on. And later on, we'll talk about how to project the energy out, the request out, and get the energy back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. We'll be right back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And who's next? We have 703, area code. We have you on 703. 703.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Well, good evening. Think of your name. Think of your name. I'm going to read your mind. Is your name Ron?
It is indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
That's marvelous.
That's marvelous. Ron, how are you?
Fine, John. I just heard that you were starting your show tonight, and I have nothing in particular to ask. I just wanted to say good luck and bless you for your work.
Oh, well, bless you, Ron. You know, I have learned a lot from you. You've been a wonderful inspiration to me, and you have been a wonderful teacher to me and a wonderful friend.
Oh, thank you very much, John. That's appreciated.
I want to interview you. I want to interview you on the show.
Ah, well, we can work that out, certainly.
Yeah, in fact, do you have 30 minutes? No, I'm just kidding. I have the show already planned. But maybe next week or the week after. This is a very famous and well-respected psychic reader and root worker that's on the phone, Mr. Ron Martin. And
known in my own backyard. I don't know about everybody else, but thank you for your confidence, John.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Well, anyway, I don't want you to take your time up when you're your important work, but I just wanted to say good luck and again, bless you for your work, John. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, John.
816 area code, 816 area code. You are on the air. 816. Okay. 816 is not on the air. Very good. Well, thank you for your calls. Anyone else? We're going to give you just one more moment to call in. You have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I put a spell on you. Things you do, I ain't lying. No, I You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it because you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine.
Well, that music, cliche as it is, reminds us that it's time for the spell of the week. The crystal spell of the week. But before we do that, I would like to talk about the crystal of the week. And I don't really think that I have any cool theme music for the crystal of the week. I was going to use the Bullwinkle theme music, but I decided against it. But, you know, by golly, I may just do that anyway. But the crystal of the week is alexandrite for no other good reason than it happens to be the love of my life's birthstone. And so I thought I'd pick that first. And the crystal of the week, being alexandrite, is a wonderful little crystal. It's very good for luck and for love, and is used for love spells. And in terms of healing, it's good for the nerves. It promotes cheerfulness. It's good for harmonious relationships. If there's anxiety in the relationship, that nervousness you get when you live together too long, alexandrite is a wonderful stone for alleviating that. It calms and it clears. And one of the ways to cleanse alexandrite is to cleanse it in warm running water, and you can energize it in the sun. I'm going to do an entire episode based on cleansing crystals, and that word cleanse also is very interesting to me because I go way back, and the word cleanse never really even hit the scene until around the 80s. We used to talk about cleaning stones. And before that, we talked about discharging the energy. You'd say, well, I'm going to go home and discharge my stones. But that kind of sounds funny now. And maybe we'll do an episode on you and your discharges, how to control them or something. But cleansing really didn't come into terms until around the 80s. And I still feel uncomfortable using it. I want to clean my stones, not cleanse them. But you can't cleanse every stone in water, you know. Some stones dissolve, like selenite. You know, you'll put your stone under water, and it completely dissolves and goes away, and, you know, you think you have magic powers. You think, oh, my God, my psychic powers are so strong. My stone just disappeared, and you call your friends up and go, man, I was washing my selenite underwater, and it vanished. I must be really psychic. And, you know, your friends think you're a moron or something. And So that, you know, okay, he's a moron. Let's not go to him anymore. So that's why you have to know how to clean your stones. There are lots of ways to clean stones. You can put selenite. You put in moonlight. Some stones you can put in brown rice or salt, and some you put in water. Root workers who use stones can smoke them in incense, and you can use Hoyt's cologne. You can use whiskey. There's a number of ways, but we will we can discuss that at a future date. But the spell of the week, I think we should why don't we do a spell? Christmas is coming up, the holidays, and why don't we do a spell for prosperity? I have some notes here for that very thing. We can do a spell for prosperity, unless somebody wants to call in and ask for something else. And no, my switchboard is not ringing up. Let's do a spell for prosperity. To bring in money, you can use green stones, a green calcite, jade. You can use malachite. You can also use ruby. You can use ovaline. Sometimes called chrysolite. If you run a business, you can use malachite, pyrite, and a lodestone is always good for attractive spells. And what I would like to do is build a little cairn, a stand for the crystal ball. And if you have crystal balls for different conditions, such as a green crystal ball for money, a red crystal ball, or pink for love, etc., you can use a green crystal ball, but it's not essential. So you take three stones, and they can all be the
the three of the same, like three pyrites or three green calcites, or you can have a green calcite, a pyrite, and a ruby. And imagine that in your mind, how pretty that would be. And you can get these, if you get angular stones, they'll hold a crystal ball on them very nicely. If you can imagine this, you build a little stand for your crystal ball, and you put that on there. And you can use a symbol for money, too, if you want to concentrate. You can put a wadded-up dollar bill inside under the ball, and you dress the stones with a prosperity condition oil. And at this point, I would like to give thanks to our sponsor, Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestdale, California. That's where I get all my condition oils and powders and numerous other supplies, and also the crystal balls. And you can also get Claude Conlin's book on crystal gazing and on codes and conditions, which you need if you're a member of the Crystal Silence League. You dress the stones with the money attraction, powder or oil. Powder is sometimes better. If you get your stones really oily, they fly out of your hands and hit you in the eye. It can harm you. So there's your crystal ball, and you bring yourself into the condition necessary for proper projection. And we'll discuss projection now, because this is the time to do so. We're going to do a spell. To project properly, you have to know how to meditate properly. And meditation involves intense concentration. A lot of people say they meditate for relaxation, and that's one purpose of meditation, and that's fine. But meditation, the way it was taught to me from the Buddhist tradition, my teacher used to hit me and say, "You meditate like your head is on fire." When you hear a Buddhist talk about practice, you know, Buddhist practices, they're usually talking about meditation. You meditate like your head is on fire. Now, Catherine's reminding me that Claude Alexander Conlin books are free with any order of a $6 or more crystal ball at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. And that's a very good deal. These are very essential books if you're going to practice the techniques taught by Mr. Conlin. And I'll go into that in more detail in just a moment when we describe the spell. The meditation techniques are very simple, but it takes a lot of practice to get good at them. Most people cannot do this for longer than 5 minutes when they first start. But you sit comfortably, and then you breathe. End of lesson. But while you breathe, you concentrate on the breath, and you concentrate on the sensation of breathing. You concentrate on the sensation of breathing. The first thing that catches your attention is usually where the breath enters the nostrils, and then you move your attention to the abdomen, and you move your attention to how the breath affects the body. Now, as you do this, you'll notice your mind generates thoughts, and your mind tries to drift away, and you pull it back to attention. And you do this. And if you do this for the first time in your life, it drives you absolutely crazy. Your mind wants to go everywhere. Your body fidgets, and you keep pulling it back into attention. You keep concentrating right here. On your breath. This is the way Buddha taught how to breathe. This is the way Buddha achieved bodhi or illumination or enlightenment. He sat and breathed. And he did it enough, and then eventually he achieved enlightenment. Now, as you do this, this is what you do. You breathe until your mind is clear, until your mind is on your intention. In this case, we're talking about prosperity. You breathe. I am prosperous. You don't say, "I want to be prosperous. I will be prosperous." Remember at the beginning of the show, we talked about why don't you have the things that you don't have? Why don't you have them? Why do other people have them? Other people have them because they live the life. Do you know, did you go to those churches where they taught you to be poor? I grew up in Southern Baptist churches, and do you ever hear people pray like this? "Oh, God, I'm not worthy. Oh, God, I'm lower than the lowest worm on earth. Oh, God, I don't even deserve your attention." You know, if you get thoughts like that in your head, remember new thought, what happens in your head, you live it. "Oh, God, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of dot, 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 being loved, being wealthy, being rich." Remember Reverend Ike? Reverend Ike, He used to preach that too. My grandmother listened with great intensity to Reverend Ike. He said, what you get in your mind, your behind will follow your mind. I remembered that. I was 6 years old, I think, or 12 or something like that. And I remember, I thought, that's very true. So you have to get it in your mind. I am prosperous. I don't have my money yet, but I am prosperous and it's on the way. Prosperity. I am prosperous. I have the money. I have the job. You know, and if you're doing love, it's the person I love is there. He's on his way. He's looking for me as I am looking for him. Or in my case. And that's how I found the love of my life. I said, she's there. She's there. She's looking for me as desperately as I'm looking for her. And we're finding our way to each other. And we did. And we did. She was wishing for me. I was wishing for her. And we found each other. Now, we were 50 before we did. But we did. So it's possible. So you get this in your mind. The slightest doubt will kill you, though. You cannot doubt it. You must know it. And when you have that certainty in your mind, you project it into the ball. You get it in your mind and you put it in that ball and you say, the prosperity is there. I have it. It's mine. It's just within. It's as near to me as that crystal ball. If you put it in that ball and then you project it. You project it out. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. Don't do too much at once. Some people try to do a one spell fits all. I am prosperous, love, money, luck. I have prosperity, love. As a root worker, we get that. Someone says, I want a mojo bag that's they'll bring me love, luck, money, make my hair grow back, and make me lose 50 pounds. Can you do that? And that's a Swiss Army mojo bag. So one thing at a time, bam, send it out there and project it out to the farthest reaches of the cosmos. Prosperity, prosperity. The first time I did this, I started finding dimes. Every time I walked around, I'd pick up a dime. And I started finding $5 a week in dimes. That's 50 dimes a week. And I said, okay, that'll do. Then I started getting more and more business. And it started coming in. It started snowballing because finding those dimes was the tip of the iceberg. I said, okay, there's some money coming in. And then it starts to snowball, you see. So that's how you project. And that's very simple, but I'm going to tell you, most people, when they first start, they can only do it about five minutes at a time because, remember, like your head is on fire. You burn. You don't sit there and go, okay, I'm prosperous. Okay, yeah, I dig it. All right, now what's on TV, man? You know, what's going on at the club? You know, wonder what Jimmy's doing. You can't have any of that. You got to push this out. You got to push this out. Shove it out there. You got to shove it out there. And if you do this, I promise you something will happen. I promise you something will happen. And it will come back to you. It will come back to you some way, and often in unexpected ways. In my own work, I've helped people with this, and the people who actually do it, they say, John, I got a job, or something happens, and this is how you project. And all it takes is a small crystal ball or a small crystal or a shiny object or a glass of water, something that will catch it and throw it out. And it is truly, truly that simple. It is truly that simple. And I'd like to talk to you just a moment about the four branches of crystal gazing that Claude Conlon discussed. And this was unique to him. He took some of the principles of New Thought and applied it to crystal gazing. The first branch is called the visionary branch, or seership, or scrying. And everyone knows this. This is when you take a crystal ball and you look into it and you see visions. And we're going to discuss that in 3 weeks. I'm just going to go down the order of them. Next week we'll talk about receiving, because what you project you must receive. And I'm going to tell you that when you project these thoughts of prosperity out, you have to let them, for lack of a better word, bounce around a little bit. And once they bounce around, you bring them back in. You bring them back into yourself. And you'll walk around, and this is the second part of projection, personal magnetism. This is where you control other people with your thoughts. And you'll find that the more you project, the more you develop this. And I think personal magnetism grew out of mesmerism. personal magnetism was the belief that we project a magnetic fluid or energy that you can use to virtually control or hypnotize other people. I can tell you from firsthand experience this works. I am a professional hypnotist, and I can tell you that you can think at people and have them do things. You can get inside people's space, and by getting inside their space, get inside their mind. You will people, and this is sometimes called charisma. People who are charismatic. This is the second part of that question. Why do some people get the things they want and others do not? And the answer is very simple. Personal magnetism. They know how to project. And part of this is knowing with full certainty that you do deserve those things. Any doubt will kill you. Any doubt will kill you. And once you know that you do deserve these things and you project it out, you'll get it. You know, you see on the job lots of times you're more competent than someone else, but they get promoted around you. And a lot of times there are political conditions about that, or ignorance or prejudice, but many times it's just they're better at the personal magnetism thing or charisma. And this is something that can be developed. It can be developed with the same techniques that we have been discussing, the projection techniques. If you project that, you will glow like a light bulb and people will notice you in a very short time, within a couple of weeks of practicing. The people who are very shy and retiring and nobody notices them, eventually, all of a sudden, people will start to notice. They go, did you get a haircut? Are you doing something different with your makeup? Did you get a new dress? And really, it isn't anything other than practicing these techniques. I have seen it. I have seen it in practice with very little effort. Now, we do have the seership branch where people gaze. We have the projective branch, which also called silent influence or sending. We have the receptive branch called induction or receiving, because what goes out must come in. And the fourth branch is the transformative branch called crystal magic or healing. And that's something we're very familiar with now, but it wasn't that familiar back in Alexander's day. So we owe him quite a bit, or Mr. Conlon, Claude Conlon's day. So we owe him quite a bit, and it's quite remarkable to me that he was teaching these things long before they became popular. And I do think that at this point, I wonder if anyone is... if anyone has any questions about this, you can always write them in. Send me some questions. We'll read them on the air about this. One of the very essential points I wanted to point out about this is that if you have any doubt when you enter this, you won't have it when you leave it. As soon as it starts working for you, success breeds success. And as soon as you start finding those dimes on the ground or whatever it takes to convince you, you'll find it. So someone in chat is saying email address. Email address for what, sir? Address to send questions. You may send questions to... the Crystal Silence League. You can go to our website and send questions to the Crystal Silence League, which is, do we have info@crystalsilenceleague.org? I believe, because they come to me, and I will answer them. Also, while you're there, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter. And if you subscribe to our newsletter, which I also edit, you'll get tons of information on working with crystals and working with crystal balls. info@crystalsilenceleague.org. Yes. Yes, that is the very one. So let's take just a very small break. That is our crystal spell of the month. Let's take a small break and we'll come back. You'll need your crystal balls for this, or your glass of water, or the scrying beverage of your choice. I understand that dark beer works well. We're going to take a small break, and we're going to come back in probably exactly 3 to 4 minutes. We'll make it a couple minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, and we're going to do a meditation.
Put a spell on you.
And we're back. At least I am. We're going to work on a meditation exercise now. This is going to be a projection. It will be a meditation projection. And for this, you're going to need your crystal balls. And, well, apparently, Simone Nicole does not want to give that up. Now, for this meditation, you're going to need your crystal balls. You're going to be sitting comfortably. And for God's sake, do not be driving a car while you're doing this meditation. Because someone in the chat room, I think, just, okay. Don't be driving your car while you're doing this meditation. And I don't know if you can listen to Blog Talk Radio while you're driving, but if you are, pull over or turn off, because this meditation that we're going to do is very similar and very close to a hypnotic induction, and many people have been known to drift off into an altered state at the mere sound of my voice. So we want to be very, very careful. You can be sitting in the car while you're doing the meditation, Catherine, and just don't be driving the car. I mean, some people, you know, live in a car. They live in an RV or something. They can sit there, just turn the ignition off and pull off to the side of the road. And so sit very comfortably and take your crystal in your lap. And I'm going to start some music, and we're having equalization difficulties because I'm basically a moron with this equipment, but I'm going to start. Let's see how that sounds. Okay, I just want to start it to get the volume going. So what I'm going to do is this. As you sit very comfortably, and if you sit in lotus position you may with your legs crossed. If you have back or knee problems, just sit comfortably in a chair. And this is how you're going to breathe. And don't force your breathing. Just breathe in through the nose. And breathe relaxed. And as you begin to breathe, just let your breath go naturally out. Don't be self-conscious about your breath. This is what I've noticed when I've taught meditation. People go like this. They go, am I doing it right? You've been breathing since the doctor smacked you on the butt. You know, just breathe normally. And as you breathe, listen to my voice. And just listen to the sound of my voice. And as you listen to my voice, let the relaxation take you comfortably down, and down, and down. And let the relaxation pour over you like warm water from the top of your head. And push the relaxation down, down, down. Just push it down your shoulders and down your back. And push it down your seat and just push it into the ground. And feel how the ground supports you. And as you relax, notice how the ground supports you. And focus comfortably on your breath. Focus very comfortably on your breath. And just let your breath flow. And as you focus on your breath, maybe your attention goes down into your abdomen. More and more relaxed. And as you become more relaxed, I want you to become aware of one fact, and one fact only, that you are loved. That you love yourself. Because you must love yourself. Even though this may be against what you've been taught, you must love yourself first. It's simply not possible to love another until you love yourself. And you must know that you're loved. You are loved. Because I love you. I love you very, very much. And as you feel this love go through you, and when you know that you are loved, blanket, a warm feeling going from your head down, down, down. Let that love go into that crystal. Just let it pour into that crystal. Like warm water, it pours into that crystal to push it into the crystal. And as that love goes into that crystal, fill that crystal with that love. Fill it with all that love. Fill that crystal with love. Fill that crystal with that love. And take another deep breath, just like this. Go. Ah. Feel how good it does feel to fill that crystal with all that love and know that you are loved. And you must love yourself. Now, send that love out to everyone that you love. Send it out to everyone that you love. And in your mind, picture everyone in your mind that has ever done anything nice to you, every person who's ever opened the door for you, everyone who's ever said a kind word to you, everyone who has ever done anything nice to you at all, send that love out to them. And feel the connection. You'll feel it. You'll feel it grinding your head. Feel the connection. And now, as those people send the love back to you, accept it. Feel it build and put it back in the crystal. You feel it grow. You can feel it grow. And now, replace all those people who have done kindness to you. Replace that with all the people who have done harm to you, who have said and done bad things to you, and offer that love to them. Push that love to them because they need it more. They need it more. And give that love to them. And then feel that they love you too. And now take this love and push it out to every sentient being, every sentient suffering being in the world right now. Every sentient suffering being, especially those that we've all been seeing, the pictures of. Send that love out. Send it out as far as you can. Send it out to the greatest limit. Until you feel that you have reached the limit. Send it out. Push it, push it, push it, push it. And take a deep breath. And slowly bring it back in. And as you bring it back in, embrace it. And claim it. And let it flow back into you. And feel it go to every fiber of your being. And now just in your own time, and when you're ready, you breathe normally. Let the circulation return to your hands and your feet. And just shake your hands and come back out of it. And thank you for joining me on this premiere episode, the flagship episode, the maiden voyage of Crystal Silence League, brought to you by LMC Radio Network, Crystal Silence League, and sponsored by Lucky Mojo Curio Company. If you'll join us next week, we'll be talking about reception and how you can receive the gifts of your projection and how you can apply these techniques to your life. Thank you so much for your forgiveness in my clumsy attempts at my first show. We've been putting this together all week, and I hope that there's not been too many sound glitches. We'll get the bugs ironed out. And I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Let's go out with a little bit of music to bring you back up now that you have been relaxed. So, how about a little Peter Tosh? Looking at your